Blood and Circuses, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. Mrs. Witherspoon, widow of uncertain years and theatrical background, was taking tea in her refined house for paying gentlefolk in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. It was 4 o'clock on a warmish Friday afternoon. The month was October, and the year was 1928, and she had no idea, as she reached for the last slice of fruitcake, that the worst moment of her life was a mere minute away. A drop fell from the ceiling and plopped into her cup. She tisked. "Oh, dear, that Mr. Christopher has let his bath run over again. I've told him and told him about that." Mr. Sheridan leapt to his feet, and Mrs. Witherspoon glared at him. "Not you, Mr. Sheridan, if you please."
"I'll run up, shall I?" offered Miss Minton, who was behind with her rent until another show should manifest itself, and was consequently disposed to be helpful.
"Yes, dear, you do that, but don't open the door, will you? Mr. Christopher is so careless with doors, and I won't have no immodesty in my house."
The voice was full, rich as the fruitcake and perfectly pitched to carry to the back row of the stalls. Miss Minton, who had been a showgirl and dancer since she was 17, grinned and went out. They heard her feet clatter on the uncarpeted stairs. The company consisted of Mrs. Witherspoon, a magician called Robert Sheridan, a character actress whose stage name was Parks, and whose past, it was darkly hinted, would not bear examination, as well as the Miss Minton who had just departed on her mission. The others were paying close attention to what they could hear of her progress along the corridor to the bathroom.
"I say, Mr. Christopher," the girl called. "Hey," she added.
They heard the bathroom door open with its characteristic creak. Mrs. Witherspoon tutted at the behaviour of modern girls and finished her cup of tea, brushing idly at another drop which had fallen on her hair. Miss Parks hid a smile. Mr. Christopher was slim, moved like a dancer, and had dark Valentino hair and finely cut features. Miss Parks had watched Miss Minton chasing him for weeks. She would not miss an opportunity to corner him in the bath. And there would be a surprise in store for her when she did. A life in the chorus line, thought Miss Parks, injured the modesty. The sounds of emptying water that they were expecting never came. Instead, Miss Minton ran back, exclaiming,
"He's not there, Mrs. Witherspoon, and he hasn't been there. The bath's as dry as a chip."
It was only then that they all looked at the ceiling. A large red stain, like the Ace of Hearts, was spreading and dripping. No one even thought that it might be red wine. Mrs. Witherspoon put up a shaking hand and wiped her cheek, where another drop had fallen. Her palm came away stained with blood. She recalled, with dreadful inner turmoil, that she had finished her cup of tea.